Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host.
Brad?
Nope.
Oh, man. God damn it.
The problem child. Fans.
Yeah, the problem child's back, everybody.
Here's the thing. I've been back. I've been back for the last 2 weeks and available. The problem is you are not available when I'm available.
Yeah, let's lie to the people within the first 30 seconds. Good job.
And here's the weird thing, people. It's not like, you know, my schedule's rotated around and I have some bizarre days I couldn't get, you know, that just wasn't syncing up. Last 2 weeks I've been off Saturday and Sunday, and Jay just couldn't make it work.
That doesn't okay, that sounds like me. Got moves
the
to make.
Days, man, you know? The days that I know you're available more than any others. I'm like, yeah, Saturday and Sunday, whatever you want to do, boss, I'm here.
Whatever you want to do, boss, shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
Yeah, just couldn't line it up. But that's okay. I found something to do last week. I did Cats with Carrie, which is available now for free, by the way. For those of you who listen to the free half of this show and don't pay for the rest, which fucking I understand, times are tough. But that is a free treat for you if you have never listened to Upstage Conversations. We put out the Cats episode for anyone to listen to who wants to. I don't recommend watching Cats ever, but you can listen to us talk about Cats.
I feel like I'm going to have to watch Cats before I listen to this episode. I haven't listened yet. I'm kind of dying to because I know it's going to be extra bad, like in a powerful
it is
way.
It's two fucking excruciating hours, man.
I cannot
recommend it to anyone.
Whoa! It's 2 hours long.
It's 1 hour and 50 minutes.
I'm never gonna watch
it. But it feels like five.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Now, and we're coming at it from different perspectives. Like, Carrie's legit a Cats fan. Whatever, do they call themselves something? Catamaniacs?
Pussy Whisperers? I don't know.
Yeah, she's like legit coming at it as a fan of Cats the musical, and being disappointed by this movie. I'm coming at it as someone who's never experienced anything from Cats at all, being baffled by this thing. So it's a fun listen, I think. I think we made good podcast there.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed that episode, actually. I really wanted to be on that.
I really wanted you to be on there because, man, it's something.
Well, Carrie and I have promised each other that we are going to do an episode of a musical I hate. So I hate it. I hate it, and I hate everyone who loves it. Like, I have a visceral reaction to anyone who likes that play. So so and or movie. So that should be fun. That'll probably be sometime in 2021, early 2021. But look forward to that. So don't you worry, buddy. I'm gonna have to watch something I hate. I truly, truly hate with every bone of my being. and again, I hate everyone who likes that movie.
Yeah. I mean that's the thing about Cats is it's not good, but it's so bizarre that it's fun to talk about, right? Like, that's why I'm recommending the podcast. Yeah. But
don't watch the movie.
I don't know. It's hard. It was really hard. I was We were in a group, and I was just sending messages the whole time, just like, this is just still going, huh? There's a bunch of places where it feels like the end, but it just keeps going, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those type of movies, like Lord of the Rings 3, where you're like, that wasn't the ending? That felt like the ending.
Oh, my God.
There's at least four places they could have got off in Lord of the Rings 3, and it just kept on rolling.
Yeah, and then Cat showed up at the end. Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
all right,
Cats like that. They could have hopped off of that. They had numerous opportunities to go and credits, but nope. Just Just keeps on going.
Just keeps.
Cats.
No, thank you. All right, so we do have plenty to talk about this week. I did send you the name of the play that I'm talking about. Please don't say it out loud, but that'll give you an understanding of the movie that I'm really not looking forward to.
Oh, God. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
I hate it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I hate everything about it. I hate I hate the fans. I like, no. No,
I
to quote a very famous philosopher, Garfield the cat, people who like that should be dragged out into the street and shot. I fucking hate it. I hate it. Just it's just my own personal philosophy.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that you're going to have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested it, which, you know, just goes to show you how much of a fucking sadist I am. All right, first story this week. Brad and I talked last week about how things felt a little less super crazy, but the stories were completely nuts. Like, you know, like it wasn't like a Fast and Furious, just like so many stories like every other day in the Trump administration. That's sort of slowing down. This is a very similar week, right? Like we're not inundated with like a massive amount of trauma. It's just that the stories themselves are bonkers.
Well, it's again, it's because we have the build towards the Biden administration, and then we have the tail end of the Trump administration. There's just two completely separate worlds going on, where one is just, we're hiring competent people and we're gonna, you know, bring you a boring government that you can really not pay that much attention to. And then at the end, it's just everything's on fire. It's just fire, fire, and then more fire, and then people putting out fire with more fire, which causes bigger fire.
Yeah, that's basically
it. It's happening at once.
Yeah. Like whether or not you believe in reality or not, right? Like there's one side that is reality based, whether you agree with their ultimate findings of it, they're still living in reality. And the other reality is it's just Earth 2 and everyone can fly and Donald Trump will be president forever. Like it's just, it's fucking weird. So the first story I titled Fire Up the Solar Powered Electric Chairs, Baby. And I feel like that couldn't be any more accurate. So turns out that a Trump appointee, a then science advisor, Paul Alexander, wrote in July, on July 4th, to his bosses at the Health and Human Services. That's where I work. these fucking people. He said that, there is no other way. We need to establish herd, as in herd immunity, and it only comes...
I believe you mean herd mentality.
Yeah, well, it's you got to think about it before it happens, right? You got to get in the mentality first, then you can do it, right? It's like basketball or something.
Right.
There is no other way. We need to establish herd, and it only comes about allowing the non-high-risk groups to expose themselves to the virus. Period, in all capital letters. Infants, kids, teens, young people, young adults, middle age with no conditions, etc., have zero to little risk. So we use them to develop herd. We want them infected. It may be that it will be the best if we open up and flood the zone and let the kids and young folks get infected in order to get natural immunity, natural exposure.
This was
go to jail.
Yeah. This was in response to the guy was mad because a bunch of colleges were deciding to go to mostly remote learning, and the prevailing thought, like he's speaking with the weight of the White House, as he apparently put it. They wanted everybody to be going in person to classes in colleges because these dipshits were thinking, oh, well, yeah, college kids, they'll be fine. Meanwhile, look at COVID rates in college towns where they have kept in-person learning. Yeah, college kids have a better chance of recovering, but they don't just keep it to themselves, right? Yeah. There are people that work in fucking stores. You know, kids go to, you know, they go around town. They go to restaurants and liquor stores and or go see their own parents or grandparents or whatever. Like, it's been a fucking disaster in college towns that have not gone fully remote. Because of the kids, because they're spreading it to all each other, and then they spread it to other people, and it doesn't just stay with those kids. Also, kids don't just fucking, everybody doesn't just bounce back just because they're young, right? There have been college athletes
who've died.
Who are, yeah, but even some of those that are quote unquote recovered, there's been like college football players who, I mean, find somebody in better physical condition than, you know, a 19-year-old college football player, right? And they now have permanent cardiomyopathy.
Right. Oops.
Which is not something you want, right?
what a bold stance you're taking there, Angie.
Well, here, let me tell you a fun story. My dad had cardiomyopathy. You want to call him and ask him about it? You can't, because he's dead. Anyway.
Right.
We have like 19-year-old athletes who now have that. That's not something you want.
Yeah, and you can't get that cured with a fucking shot, right? Like,
right.
This yeah, isn't like this a, isn't like the general clap that these kids get for banging without condoms. Like, this is serious.
Yeah, that is now a permanent heart condition that you have to carry with you the rest of your life that can kill you.
Right, and if you were a college athlete, guess what? Your days of being a college athlete are over. They're over.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
They're over. So, yeah, so I take umbrage with many things that this guy said. But one of the things that really kind of pissed me off, there's so much, but one of the things he said that really ticked me off is, you know, The this idea that we need we're in allowing non-high risk groups to expose themselves to the virus, right? Infants, kids, teens, young people, young adults, middle aged, with no conditions, have zero to little risk. Here's the problem. I went to this site and I look, I don't know how reputable it is, so I apologize, but just take it with a grain of salt. I went to this site, it's called the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.org. Maybe they're real. I don't know, guys. It's like zero hedge. Like, whatever, right? It's bullshit. but they have, I just put in, you know, how many Americans have comorbidities, right? Which basically chronic diseases. According to the CDC, 6 in 10 Americans have chronic diseases. 6 in 10. 6 in 10. 4 in 10 have 2 or more.
Yeah. This is incredibly common shit that's
right
on that list.
So 60.
High blood pressure, being overweight, diabetes.
Diabetes.
That's a lot.
Heart disease.
That's a
right?
lot of fucking people. Yeah.
Right. So this guy.
Cardiomyopathy.
Right. This guy's talking about. Right. This guy's talking about building herd immunity when. You can't build herd immunity with 40% of the population.
Right.
And also, we have seen people who have gotten COVID-19. Like, am I taking crazy pills? We have seen reports of people who've had COVID-19, who have had the antibodies. Those antibodies have gone away, and then they get it again.
Yeah.
So this idea of we can have herd immunity exists if you have a fucking vaccine. That's when you can have herd immunity. We have herd immunity from polio because people are vaccinated. Not because we just gave everyone polio and then they were fine. What the fuck are you talking about? They tried that in what? Like Switzerland or
Sweden.
Sweden.
Sweden. And they had to backtrack quick.
Yeah, because they lost so many people. They basically were like, well, if you're old, fuck you. Is basically what they did. And just let tons of elderly people die.
They were going to let the young, healthy people go out. And then you obviously can't compare, you know, them to other countries. But the thing about Sweden is it's right next to a bunch of countries about the same size as Sweden.
Right.
And you compare Sweden to Norway, Denmark, you know, other countries nearby. And they did like five times worse. They did so bad.
Of course
bad.
They did.
And they were thinking, oh, we'll have the, you know, it was this dumb idea that people have been trying to push here, which is, oh, just the, we'll have the old and sickly stay in their houses. And then the young can go out and they can get infected. Well, it doesn't just stay with them. That's the thing about an incredibly fucking contagious virus. It gets to them.
Right.
It
always
does. Yeah. The best thing you can do is try to not get this. Do your best to not get this.
Yeah.
If they put a lockdown restriction on you in your state and you have to drastically change your current lifestyle, you're the fucking problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
They upped some lockdown or they upped some COVID restrictions around here and I had to change nothing. Nothing. There was not a single thing that I was like, oh, dang, I can't do that now. Because it wasn't doing it. Right? And yeah. It fucking pisses me off that just we as a society did not go, hey, let's all do what we can to not spread this around and not keep people from dying. And 300 fucking thousand people are dead.
Yeah, I don't ever want to hear anybody on the right talk about like sanctity of life, because you had an opportunity here and you literally just spit in the face of that shit. Like you didn't care. 300,000 people have died. We are edging towards a scenario where we very well could see 4, maybe even 5,000 people die in a single day. It ain't going to be one day. It's going to be multiple days. We still have done. And the thing is, it's from the side who always talks about we have to protect life. That's what's so irritating to me.
Yeah, we have to protect life and we're the party of personal responsibility. Okay, can you be personally responsible for not spreading a virus? Fuck you.
Oh, you can't tell me what to do. I'm an American. What?
Shit, dude.
Yeah, I think these guys are just really criminally negligent. Like they just
no.
Really
I need people to go to fucking jail. Like legit.
Yeah.
Like you need to be charged with goddamn homicide for this shit.
Yeah, you should. If I was part of the family, honestly, if I was part of the family of any of these people who have passed away, I would sue the shit out of these people. I would. Absolutely. I would personally sue the shit out of them. Trump, all of them. We going to court, motherfucker. Like fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah. If you live in Florida, Ron DeSantis.
Yep. All of you going to jail.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I want the court to tell me that these motherfuckers saying the shit that they did and allowing people to get hurt in the way they did, that was acceptable. I do want to pivot just slightly though, because I think you're going to still have that same ire. So I just want to pivot slightly because it's not on the docket. But it's a part of the story. This week, we found out that the White House has not been giving Pfizer the go-ahead to deliver more vaccines. They've actually been dropping the amount of vaccines that are coming to each state. The White House said, oh, Pfizer, they're having a distribution problem. Pfizer's like, no, the fuck we're not. Nice try, assholes. We've got millions of vaccine doses sitting in a warehouse.
Full of this shit.
Yeah, waiting for you guys to tell us what to do. On a scale of 1 to shanking someone, how pissed are you?
Dude, that made me madder than almost, well, I don't know. Some things have really made me mad this year, but that made me as mad as anything that's happened this year. Like Pfizer, far be it for me to defend.
Right. Look at the strange bedfellows we've had to make over the last 4 years.
But here's the thing about Pfizer. They have an order with the United States for 100,000 doses of the vaccine, and they are fulfilling it. It is what it is. I'm not going to praise Pfizer for doing just what they're supposed to, but they're on track to do what they were asked to do and paid to do, honestly. So there you go, Pfizer. Way to clear the bar of competence for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh well, they're more than competent. They're definitely more than competent in making money. That part they have no problem.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, and that's the thing, right? They're gonna make money, and they're like, "Hey, we want you to do this. Here's money to do it." They're like, "Fucking yeah, no problem."
Yeah, we got this.
Sure. Yeah. We and they just don't like. They're like, "Yeah, we got the thing." And shipping companies are like, "Yeah, we got the trucks. Yeah, we're ready to haul this or wherever you want." And the government is not telling them where to take it for whatever reason. And with this administration, I can only assume something sinister. So,
all right, because look, let's get real. We all know how journalism works. We all know how these fuck nuggets work as well. We're going to find out what the real reason is this coming week, right? Like, that's 100% going to happen, right? Someone will trip on their dick. Oh, it's because Trump said no. What's your speculation? Like, somebody at Vanity Fair or the Times or the Post, somebody is like, right up someone's ass finding out the truth behind this. I got to imagine.
Oh,
which is speculation. Yeah, it's like,
oh, Trump's got stock in Moderna. That's got to be it.
Okay, so you think he's...
I saw it on Twitter and I'm rolling with it. I no proof to back it up. I'm just going, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so Trump's got stock in Moderna, so he's waiting for the Moderna vaccine.
Which just got approved this week, is supposed to, we're recording this on a Sunday night. First shipments of Moderna is supposed to go out tomorrow, on Monday. I live in a rural area, so odds are I'm going to be getting the Moderna, you've heard the big differences between the Pfizer and the Moderna is basically just the temperature, right?
No, I heard the Moderna one, your dick falls off. That's what I heard. Good luck, buddy.
They're both comparable. The big difference is the Pfizer, you have to keep it like -100 degrees Fahrenheit, right? And then the Moderna, you can just keep in a regular freezer. And so
that's nice.
Yeah. They were like, the Pfizer, if you live in a city, is probably that's what you're going to get because you live in a major metropolitan area.
That makes sense.
People out in more rural areas are probably going to end up with the Moderna vaccine because you just a refrigerated truck, right? So that's more than likely what I'm going to get. And I'm probably going to get mine before you.
Well, that seems unfair. I'm a real American.
I know, but I...
I know.
I was reading my Washington Post today. I finally caved and bought a subscription.
it's like $2.
I kept getting annoyed at like, oh, you know, you used all your free articles. You could subscribe for $12 for a year or whatever it was.
Yeah, like all right. Jesus, it's a nickel and a half.
I'm sure the second year is when they get you, but whatever. I'll take a year of WAPO for $17, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Oh, and it's worth it. I just read Washington Post all the time now. I'm so informed, bro.
Fair enough.
But this podcast brought to you by the Washington Post. It is not, but the dumb things I'm repeating to you came from the Washington Post. So I'm probably going to get that. And I was reading today that after they're done with frontline healthcare workers, and old people. The next people, they're going with just frontline workers at all, what they call essential workers, which everybody got to find out this year how essential we were. So I go out every day and drive a truck. So like me and the other essential people, like the people that work at Taco Bell.
And the thin Baja Blast line.
Dude, I'm not kidding, but we found out this year who really matters to keep society rolling. And it turns out people that work at fucking Walmart and Taco Bell are way more important than like CEOs.
They are.
And they should be paid for it. But yeah, look, the guy people, working at your local Piggly Wiggly is way more important to society than, you know, people that make 50 times the amount of money that gets.
Look, the guy who works at Taco Bell who came up with using cheese as an adhesive between a hard shell and a soft shell taco needs to be praised. Okay, that is just fucking genius.
But I'm not even talking development. I'm talking the guy holding the caulking gun full of guacamole at your local Taco Bell.
That guy
is more important.
No, I understand what you're saying. What do you think, a CEO came up with that adhesive idea? No, it was some fucking weeded out dude who works at Taco Bell. I was like, dude, if you just put cheese in there, man, it'll fucking stick, bro. Call that shit a gordita, bro. Like, yeah. And then somehow that made it upstream. Come on. No, nobody who went to college came up with that idea. Get out of here. No, it was some high.
Everything at Taco Bell Developmental is a bunch of high college students go, bro.
Yeah.
What if you made the whole shell out of Doritos?
Yeah, that's a fucking drug addict's idea, okay? It is. I'm not mad at it. It's genius, but that's a drug addict's mind.
A guy in a suit did not come up with that idea. No. It was a white guy with dreadlocks named Turtle.
Him and his buddy Kyle, who punches holes in drywall. Yeah, no, like, come on, man.
That idea started with, bro, what if we put Fritos in a burrito?
Frito burrito, bro. So it's
ah, Fritos in the burrito. It's great. I love it.
Oh, my God.
But, yes, the people at Taco Bell are doing more to keep society running than most people, as it turns out.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree at all.
They truly should be fucking paid as such.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. Like, get that hippie a raise. Yeah,
it's
look,
legit. Like, people that work at fucking grocery stores and stuff, they're next up. And then, yeah, because I have to leave my house every day and go to work, I'm fortunate.
Yeah, you should.
I'm fortunate that I have a job where I don't have to interact with people. But people that do, God bless you. I could not. The way my anxiety's set up, I would not be able to deal with being behind a counter and seeing so many of these fucking shit kickers come in without masks.
Well, bring
a, you know, two monsters up to the fucking counter. Give me a pack of Marlboros. I would go into a panic every day. I'm sick. I know I'm sick. You coughed right at the store. I know I'm sick.
I can feel it.
I feel the COVID coursing through my veins.
Well, it's funny because anytime I see any of these videos of like some crazy Karen screaming at someone in a store, like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know the laws. I don't have to wear a mask and all this other stuff. All I can think is, thank God I live in a blue state. And more importantly, a very blue city. I don't deal with any of that shit. I went to the dentist recently and there was a older white guy in front of me, like in line. Like, they had like a queue as you went in to the, into the office, and that'd be like 6 feet apart from each other, obviously. And this guy was like, he's wearing a fucking cowboy hat. He's got a duster on. I'm like, dude, you're in Baltimore. What are you doing? I guess he just got off from the plains. And so he's like,
that guy drove in from Salisbury.
Yes. It's like, ah, I got a dental appointment. And so he, like, they do like the temperature check or whatever. And he's wearing gloves, right? It was like a cold day or whatever. And he's wearing gloves. And they go, okay, can you take your gloves off? We're going to like give you some hand sanitizer. He was like, well, I didn't touch anything. And the lady's like, you walked in the door. Like, you held the door. Yeah, you did. And he's like, this guy says, and this is like moments in white privilege. This guy's like, just trust me. I didn't. And one, he's got his mask down under his nose.
Of course.
And she's like, it's not about trust. Like, you can either take this hand sanitizer or you can leave. And he was just like, grumble, grumble, grumble. And like, I was waiting for her to be like, all right. And I was going to yell at that old white man. I'd be like, nah, yo, no, no, absolutely. I will drag your old ass out of here myself. No, get the fuck out of here. Like, trust me. Bitch, like, it's not, we're not friends. You're diseased. You're diseased. It's like the guy who gets bitten by a zombie. Oh, just trust me. Yo, you're bleeding from your neck, Kyle. Get out of here. Like, you're four shades whiter than you normally are. No, I don't trust you. But, like, in blue states, like, I just feel like we don't put up with that shit. Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Nah, yo, it won't be fine. Go. Get out of here. Beat it. Nope. Fuck that. So, yeah, we don't deal with that. It's kind of dope.
But
I love it.
But it's happening everywhere. Like, one of the worst states lately was, like, Rhode Island, which, I mean, that's... It doesn't get bluer than Rhode Island.
It doesn't, but, there's also seven people who live there.
I know, but, like, three of them are sick, dude. It's horrible. Of the seven, that's a high percentage. But, people are just... Even people that have been doing the right thing just took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're tired.
Yeah.
Right? People are exhausted in having to do this.
It's the worst time. But like, okay, so the reason I was out of town a couple weeks ago is because I went to visit my mom. And the shit that we went through to make that possible, it was like, we didn't do anything for 2 weeks. Not a damn thing.
Right.
I mean, I still went to work, but I interact with zero people at work. And, but then my mom stayed home the whole 2 weeks. And we were just like, we're quarantining. And then they got COVID tests right before we came down because they really wanted to see their grandkids. And
there
they
it is.
Really wanted to make sure everything was safe. And yeah, and we went through all of this shit and people, then to see every like the as careful as I was to do all this, and I was still nervous about everything, right? I was like, ah, man, if I get them sick, I will never forgive myself.
Right? Yeah, and you'll never forgive
everyone. And then to see everyone just so fucking cavalier, like,
yeah,
like it's not a thing,
dude.
It's as bad as it's ever been, it's worse than it has ever been.
As Brad said last week, it's going to be worse. It's going to be even worse at Christmas time, dude. We drove by a mall. We stopped near a mall for something, and we were just driving by it. Like, we didn't get out of the car, right? And we needed to find a trash can so we could just throw something out. And we drove by, and I guess it was like Santa Day at the mall. This was in Virginia, and there were just people pouring out of the mall. I'm like, what the fuck is going? Like, it wasn't just like a few people. I mean, it was like literally something had just finished, and there were just maybe 200 people coming out of this mall. 50% of them had masks on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? We drive by a diner that's right near this mall. Diner is full. There's people in there eating. I'm like, what are you? It's Northern Virginia, right? Like, this isn't, you know, this is supposed to be a place of like liberally minded people and stuff like that. But people are tired, right? This is like, what is it? Like disaster fatigue, right? Where you're just at a certain point, you're just like, whatever, man. I don't know. Like, you just can't keep it up. And these people in the Trump administration who are like, oh, just let everybody get infected. Like, this is dangerous. It's very, very dangerous fucking rhetoric. So I don't know, man. I'm annoyed by it. I'm really annoyed that we're not getting people the proper medication now that we have a vaccine, probably because of money. I think you're absolutely right. I wouldn't be surprised if he hardcore pushes Moderna because he has money in Moderna. And if that gets found out, all of his money should be seized. All of it should be fucking seized.
Well, a lot of it's going to be anyway.
It should be. It should be seized, and they should just give it to poor people. And they should make him watch television as they hand it to poor people. Poor minorities, especially Latin minorities.
No, it's – I get the holidays are special, right? I understand. I would have liked to – normally when I've done Thanksgiving with – my family or stuff like that, it wasn't just me and my family went and hung out with my mom and my stepdad, right? It would have been, you know, my brother's families and all of our friends and literally anybody. Like, my mom's favorite thing to do is to find, you know, strays, right? People that we know,
yeah,
that for whatever reason can't go to a family gathering either,
right? Like, their family hates them, like Cam, right? Let's go with Cam.
No, we would never invite Cam.
Okay, that's fair. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't want to ever meet that person. It will go poorly.
Have you never met him in real life?
No. Why would I?
Oh God, thank
why
God.
Why would I? Why,
yeah. I have. It's the worst. It's awful. He is awful.
No, I'm sure I'll run it because everybody's got their post-COVID plans, right? You know, so I'm sure I'm going to run into him eventually.
Ugh, don't.
Don't. We'll try not to.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to happen. We'll all get together for a wrestling show or some shit. Oh, he'll be there and it'll
be awful. God.
I know.
The worst. just the worst at everything, that guy.
but yeah, I mean, it's not, so we had to do a smaller thing and everybody's going to have to do a smaller thing. Christmas this year, I've already decided we're going to get people on FaceTime and you can watch the kids open the presents over FaceTime. But I mean, there are people in my like extended family, in-laws, that are still going to be getting together and having big things. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to that. I'm not.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't. You know.
Yeah, we're keeping it. We're going to see some family, but they are also hyper vigilant about quarantining. So, like, it's okay. I mean, it sucks because I don't get to see my side of the family at all this year, just because they like. I haven't talked about this, but and it's actually something I'd like to have a larger conversation, probably on Black on Black Cinema, I guess. But like, my wife's family is not black, and they are all able to quarantine because they all have generally higher paying jobs, or are not frontline workers, right? Because a lot of people in my family work in the medical industry. And on my side, all of them can't quarantine because of work. So it's a perfect dichotomy of what America is sort of this working class group who has to, you know, who has to put themselves in harm's way versus another class that doesn't, right? And that's, you know, it's not anybody's fault. It's just, you know, it just is the way it is. I mean, it's somebody's fault. It's not our family.
No, it is. It is absolutely done. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not our family's fault, right?
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is the reason, right? That is the reason that black people and Latinos are dying disproportionately.
Right, because people are like, oh, it's because they have other problems. No, dude, if white people had to be not quarantining nearly as much as black people, you can guarantee those numbers would be. I mean, you can look at all of the rural states, right, where it's not a bunch of people with fucking jobs that they can work on laptops at home. All of those places, people are dying in droves. What is it, South Dakota? It's one in every 800 people are dead?
No, it's like, North Dakota.
North Dakota. Like, that's fucking insane.
They're one of the worst. Yeah, it's absolutely bonkers. Yeah, it depends, right? It's the type of work that you get, and and we have systematically kept the, you know, a large percentage of black people in the same areas, right?
Yep.
With over generations. And you know, there's little things like just where you live, right? Even if everybody has the same type of job, if you live in a giant apartment complex,
right? You're much more exposed.
Yeah, it's different than living in the suburbs or the exurbs where I'm at, right? I you know, we joke about it, but my nearest neighbor is 500 yards away. it's a little bit different than if you're in a giant multi-story building, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you can just catch somebody coughing walking through the hall, and you can walk through that.
Yep.
And it's just different. It's just different. And the type of jobs that are available to poor people. So we have a group of people we have systematically kept poor on purpose, and most of the jobs that are available to poor people are customer service jobs in person.
You know? Yep. Yeah, we like
thin,
to put
the thin Baja line.
Yeah, the thin Baja line.
and so they're exposed, right? Working at a corner store, you're exposed every day, hundreds of times, to people that come in. Yeah. And it's just it is all of the shit that this country has done to fuck people over ahead of this is all coming to bear now.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Disadvantaging certain groups of people's health care.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, keeping people in food deserts so that, you know, we have poor people have larger and worse cases of diabetes in general because the food that's available to them is garbage. Right?
Yeah. Look,
it is what it is. Like all of these things that we have done pre-COVID have set up certain groups of people to be just ripped apart by COVID. And it's happening, and it's an injustice, and I don't know. There's some major fucking shit that needs to happen.
Look,
major redress that needs to be done, and I don't know how to do it, obviously, but like every sin that this country has committed has all come home to roost in a single year.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're 100% correct. This COVID-19 and the fallout of COVID-19 is not a microcosm. It's everything, right? It is the American system, you know, at its worst. You know, like you're right. It like this is everything that has been set up over the last couple hundred years. This is the prime example of what you get when you set up a system that way, right? For better and for worse, right? Like, I know for a fact that because my wife and I are both people who can afford to work from home and are educated in the way that we're educated, we have the luxury of being home with our kid, right? Every day, right? Micah and his wife, who's on this network, if you're not aware, which would be weird if you don't, but, Micah and his wife are in the exact same boat, right? Both of them are black. My wife and I, you know, are two people of color, but we're not both black. We are, because of where we fall in the food chain of this country, we are able to have, our kids are both able to have, and they're roughly the same age, they're able to have both working parents at home with them who are educated, who can teach them and you know, put them so far ahead of other kids. Like my wife works in education, right? So she sees it as like, wow, this is a real luxury, but she can't help but look at the fact that our daughter is a prime example of how disproportionate that gap is going to be when kids go back to school, right? Like there are parents who are single parents and they're like shuffling their kid around because they have to go to work. So their little kid who is not of school age suffers from that, right? Like, yeah. And the vast majority of people who are in those situations are minorities, or if they're not minorities, they're very poor. So those kids start school, they start kindergarten in a couple of years, and they're starting kindergarten where the kids can't read, right? Which is common. The kids don't know their letters, which is common. The kids don't know their numbers, which is common. They don't know their colors, which is common. Meanwhile, my kid can fucking identify colors now and she's 18 months old. That's not a brag, but it's a disproportional connection that is going to happen to other kids who can't, who don't have the luxury of having their parents at home right now. Like,
yeah.
Those are things like Micah's son is almost 2 years old. I watched a video of that motherfucker. No, you know, not trying to be mean. I watched a video of that motherfucker look at flashcards and just name letters off. Like it was nothing. He's not even fucking two. Because he has two parents who can be home and help him and work with him. There are so many kids who don't have that luxury. And you're saying, oh, just get everyone infected. It's not a big deal. Dude, people are going to die. People are going to suffer. And this situation is so profoundly fucked. And it wouldn't be nearly as fucked if you guys weren't trying to do pie in the sky bullshit. That's what makes me mad.
Yeah,
I love that my kid is getting these great like leg up, but I don't like to see other kids suffer in the same regard. Like that does not bring me some sort of fucking joy. I don't like shit like that. So and people I don't think are thinking about those kind of things. They're thinking, well, you know, people are getting COVID and that, you know, that's bad. But there are really existential things happening right now that are going to do irreparable damage because these fucking idiots thought that this was a good idea. And it's based in nonsense. It's based in nonsense.
I'm aware of how lucky we are too, right? Like I make enough at my job that my wife doesn't have to work.
Yeah, listen to this. Captain fucking Moneybags. Yeah, look at this guy.
You know, yeah, I make enough to be able to my family to survive on a single income in Winnemucca, Nevada. I make that much money.
so rich, this guy.
Piles of money. tens of thousands of dollars a year. I'm
tens of thousands. God, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag, but I am pulling down five figures. So, but no, we're able to pull it off. We're going to, but you know, we're going to be fine. But like, if my wife got sick, we'd be pretty fucked, honestly. Like,
yeah,
the kids are doing as well as they are because my wife is home with them. My son is missing his entire kindergarten year. He is homeschooling and he's doing great. You know, he's got one-on-one. We've done some videos, some stuff online to connect with some other kids and things like that. And there's ways to do it, but I'm aware that we're lucky. I know that not everyone is in that situation.
Right.
There are people who I know, like in person, who are not in that situation. And yeah, this generation of kids is gonna have, they're gonna, when we're past this, there's gonna be a ton of kids who are way behind, like you said.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough. And because of some just terrible decisions made by this administration. And it turns out when we attributed it to incompetence, we were being generous.
Yeah.
Is not something that a bunch of bumbling fucking idiots screwed up. This is something that genuinely evil people did on fucking purpose.
Yep.
And I there's a part of me that kind of, like, we've known the little things along the way. We've known, you know, when it was just happening in the blue states, quote unquote, that there's like that conversation with Kushner being like, oh, it's just happening there. We don't have to worry about it. It's not our people.
Right.
Like, there is no, you know, we've talked about this before. There is no 100% blue or 100% red state. Every red state is, you know, like even solidly red ones down in the South are a third blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even the bluest states on the coast have a ton of fucking Republicans in them. You can't just say, oh, that's just happening with the blue states. It doesn't exist. You have to care about Americans. Right. Especially if you're in charge of fucking America. People need to go to the goddamn Hague. I'm so fucking furious at this shit. And every bit that we learn makes me angrier. Right? It was done on fucking purpose.
Yeah.
They allowed 300,000 people to die on purpose.
Yeah.
These are crimes against humanity, right? It's fucking genocide. Like, legit. I'm not exaggerating when I use that term.
You're not
wrong.
They
saw it happening on the coasts earlier in the year and said, let it happen. It's fine.
Yeah, because let's get real. They thought if enough people on the coast died, they could win an election. You're not gonna ever convince me that was not a part of the calculus. You're never gonna convince me it's not.
Of course, and I, you know, they're putting as many documents through a shredder as they can right now. But there's gonna be stuff.
100%.
More and more and more of this is coming out. The reason we have these email chains here is because of FISA.
Yep.
And the FOIA. I apologize. Not FISA. FOIA.
Yeah. Freedom.
And there's going to be more of that, and more, and especially once we get a new administration in, they're going to unearth shit. Then we're going to find out more and more, and it's going to become untenable if people don't get charged.
Yeah. This is why the AG choice really fucking matters. It really matters.
It can't be. Yeah, and have you heard some of the names being kicked around?
I'm not even remotely interested in Doug Jones. I'm not even remotely interested in any
really?
Of this shit.
I thought Doug Jones would be great.
No. No. Dude, I need a fucking Viper, man. I don't need let's try. No, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend. No, man.
Doug Jones, the man who took down the Klan, though, I think you would get some good, like, civil rights, racial justice shit out of Doug Jones. I thought that was a good choice.
I hear you. Nah, I don't think so, man. And I don't disagree that you wouldn't get that. I'm talking about for this.
Well, so I have made no secret of who I want to have that job.
Yes,
what
of
I'm
course.
Saying is don't despair if it's Doug Jones.
He is definitely not my top choice. I will say that.
He is a guy who is clearly not afraid to go after white supremacist groups.
Yeah, and you're going to need that. You're 100% going to need that.
Yeah, the job at AG,
you got a lot on your hands.
There's going to be so much terrible shit to deal with in the next 4 years that you need a strong AG who's not afraid to go beat the shit out of some fucking right-wing hate groups. So that for that reason, I would not be that pissed off if Doug Jones got that job, honestly.
Yeah.
Just, you know, given his reputation and what he's done, what he did as a U.S. attorney. But yeah, you know, I want Tish so badly. I really do. But, you know, if she stays in New York, that's fine. She's got some important work to do up there, too.
Yeah. A little bit. I don't think she's leaving New York. I think they're gonna stick with her.
I think you're right. Because she hasn't even been mentioned as a possibility.
Oh, my God. But what if she was? Yeah. But what if they gave it to her? Oh, my God. Dude, we would have to do a special episode because my boner would be out of control. Like, it would be out of control.
But here's the thing, though. Trump's going to go and pardon his family and all of his goons and try to pardon himself. And yeah, Tish needs to be right where she's at.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need, again, in New York, you need a Viper. You need another Viper. You need somebody who is not going to play games.
Yeah, and maybe she'll be in line to be, you know, USAG later down the line sometime for someone.
That's fine.
For the Harris administration.
Yeah, right. For Kamala Harris, that's fine. Works for me.
What was the other? You're talking about Sally Yates, too.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that one because she's got an axe to grind, and I like that.
That's true. I just don't know enough about her. I don't know if she's gonna be the fucking.
I don't know if she'd be
utilizer that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know that she would be a Viper either. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I need somebody who is like single-mindedly focused on racial justice shit because a lot of terrible, terrible things have been done.
Yep.
Over the last 4 years, and people need to go to fucking prison for it. And that's why that is my main reason for thinking Doug Jones would be good at that job.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. All right.
Plus,
let's.
And it's something that we'd sort of talked about with the difference between what Biden can do versus what Obama could do.
Yeah. No,
because he's white.
Yeah. Just because he's white.
There are things that Doug Jones could do that Eric Holder couldn't do just because he's white. It's a white guy going after the Klan. No biggie.
Yeah. I told you my great fuck you theory, right? Like, or my great fuck you wish. Look, people are like, oh, Rahm Emanuel can't be transportation secretary. He's an asshole. I'm like, cool. Make Rahm Emanuel AG. Make him AG. Fuck it. Make Rahm Emanuel AG for 6 months. That's all I need. 6 months. So let him just rip the shit out of the Republican Party and be like, I'm done. I'm out. That's all I came to do. I bet people would change their mind on Rahm Emanuel real quick. Give him 6 months.
Well, he does. He certainly needs a redemption arc.
Yeah, he's a real piece of garbage. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I don't need Rahm Emanuel anywhere near.
No, I really don't. And that story came out that it was Rahm Emanuel's. People were like, yeah, Rahm Emanuel's being considered. Like, nah, you know, he's not. Like, he's not being considered for anything.
Source, Rahm Emanuel, yeah. As it turns out.
Yeah, and the fucking Rose Twitter took that shit and ran with it. Of course. You guys are just as susceptible to bullshit as anyone else. But I have words for you guys later. All right, let's talk about, just quickly, Brazil's favorite son, one Bolsonaro. This guy needs... What time is it? I got 5 more minutes. This guy needs to go away. Brazilian president...
He needs an early retirement, if you know what I mean.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Bolsonaro decided that he was going...
code words over.
Yeah, look, you gotta protect yourself. Despite launching Brazil's national vaccination rollout on Wednesday, Bolsonaro has insisted that he will not be vaccinated. He says, quote, "Some people say I'm giving a bad example, but to the imbeciles, to the idiots that say this, I tell them I've already caught the virus. I have the antibodies. So why get vaccinated? Again, you know what? Don't get vaccinated. That sounds awesome. That sounds great." On another occasion, he said, quote, "I tell you, I will not take any vaccine. It is my right, and I'm sure that Congress will not create difficulties for whoever doesn't want to take the vaccine." The Brazilian Supreme Court did say it's obligatory for people to take the vaccine, but they will not force it, which is a weird thing to say, but okay. He also said, like, he was speaking, you know, like, it's just kind of being a goofball about it. He was like, "Well, they say they don't know what's going to happen with the vaccine. It could turn you into a crocodile or make men speak with effeminate voices or women grow facial hair." And like, I saw someone's comment and they were like, you know, people getting upset with Bolsonaro. Clearly, they don't understand figure of speech. Like, dude, you have to realize that, yes, I'm reading this and I'm like, okay, that's clearly figure of speech. But not everybody's that smart. And also people hear it second and third hand. Like, if somebody told me that's what he said and didn't say that it was figurative speech, I'd be like, oh, okay, that guy's a crazy person. But if I was a crazy person and I believed him and I was a supporter of his, then I wouldn't take the vaccine either. So this is like, he's literally undercutting the entirety of the vaccinations in Brazil. Brazil has 185,000 people that have died, which is only second to the United States at 300,000.
Yeah, they blew on past the UK and everywhere else that has a dipshit right wing leader, and they're in our league now.
Yeah, so yeah, I just thought I'd point that out. I'll talk more about Bolsonaro in, let's go with 2 minutes.
No, they've been doing awfully.
Yeah.
Because of their terrible leadership.
Yeah. All of the right wing run countries, all the authoritarian run countries have all done absolutely horrible during this, during COVID-19.
No, not necessarily. There's some, you know, horrifically authoritarian countries who did great, you know, like, but they just, you have to be authoritarian in a way that you actually want to keep your people safe, which.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd never accuse China of not being authoritarian, but they were like, "Stay home. If you come out, we'll lock your door." You know?
No, dude. They literally, welding
your fucking
door. Yeah, they welded people's doors closed. Like, okay, that's a little extreme, guys. Like, relax.
We'll slip you fruit roll ups under the door. That's what you're living on.
So hungry. Shut the fuck up. Get in there. Trying to keep these numbers down. Like, wow. All right. It was fucking. Take it easy.
We are not going to have a bunch of people die from this thing that happened here.
Yeah, like, nope. Nice try, assholes. Fuck that. Fuck that noise. Congress. Yeah,
was it Singapore? Got on top of it real quick.
Yeah, Singapore is not as authoritarian as you think they are. It's, it, like, it is and it isn't. like Singapore gets a really bad rap. I have family who actually lives in Singapore right now. The way in which they conduct things is probably more logical and reasonable than you would assume. Like it, they do things like for instance, I guess it would be considered like a distant niece or whatever. My niece and nephew, or my two nieces rather, they go to school in Singapore and like they're of like middle school age. And they keep basically pods, right? Like you're only interacting with five kids at any given time, right? The country gives out masks and face shields to every person. If you are caught without one, you get a fine. People will dime you out if you're walking around without a mask, right? Like there's no excuse of not having a mask because they are provided for free, right? Like these are things like there's no – and there's also just – like that idea of what is the greater good, right? Like they were very, I mean, again, it's authoritarian in a way that is not, I don't think translates like how Russia is an authoritarian state or how the US kind of was for a while here. So it's a little bit different, but they're also in the, they're also under the guise of like, hey, why don't we make sure our people have things, right? Like you can't, like Singapore is a weird place, right? Because like cars are extremely expensive, but it's because they don't want more cars on the island because of global warming, right? Like, so they make them extremely expensive, but they also do loans and everything to allow you to get them, but they put you through a lot of rigmarole to keep people discouraged from getting them. And they also make really good public transportation in the same way. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, hey, you can't have a car and everything is shitty and impossible. It's like, hey, don't get a car, but all of these things are incredibly convenient, right? Like it's kind of like that.
And meanwhile, Singapore, a country of 5,700,000 people, has had 29 COVID deaths.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, so that shit works.
Yeah, no, it does. Like, again,
but the US would never accept it. Like our people would never accept it. If you put that level
of restriction.
No, we wouldn't. Restriction on people, they would lose their fucking mind.
Well, you know why? Because we have convinced people that freedom, like, and let me rephrase that, because that's not specific enough. We have convinced white people in America that their freedom is the same thing as being inconvenienced, right? Like, or it's the same as being, as things being convenient. And because we've done that, we have created a group of people in this country that don't know the difference between just being hassled and being like jailed. Like they don't know the difference. Right. Like there is a reason why minorities generally understand or will accept things like lockdowns and things like that more than white people. Not that there are not idiots that are, you know, minorities in this country, but they'll accept a lockdown or something like that for the greater good. Because they've always been under this guise of these rules exist for you, and they have to listen to them. Because if black kids didn't listen to rules that were set up by cops and shit like that, they died, right? They were killed. White people don't have to history; they don't deal with shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, in very recent history, you in Baltimore have lived under curfews, like enforced curfews, right? During times of unrest.
Right. Yeah.
And you were not out in the streets going, "They restricted my freedom," because you get fucking shot by cops, right?
Yeah. Or arrested. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think I know you pretty well right now. You don't seem like the type who's going to go test that.
I almost did. Then my wife got really mad at me, and so here I'll tell this story real fast, and then we'll move on. There was a curfew set like during the Baltimore uprising a couple of years ago, and they were like, "Curfew's going into, it's happening tonight," and we're like, "Oh shit, okay." I had a screener that night, and I'm like, "Well, I'm going to see this fucking screener." I'm like, fuck these guys. I don't even remember what it was for, but it definitely was not worth it, I assure you. But I thought it was, I thought the screener was going to get out well before time. And the screener was in Baltimore, was not in Baltimore City. It was out in the county. So the county was fine. Everything was good. That part's not on fire. Like, we're good. So I'm driving and I'm getting close to my house, which is in the city. And my wife calls and she's like, where are you? You know, the lockdown just started like, you know, 15 minutes ago. And I'm like, or like 20 minutes ago. And I just got out of the movie and I'm like, I'm heading home. Like, whatever. And she was like, do not come into the city because you're going to get arrested. I'm like, I'm not going to get fucking arrested. I'm a man. Get out of here. And she was like, please do not. Like, and she got really upset with me. I was like, all right, you care about me. Fucking marriage. And so I went and stayed at my parents' house in the county that night. And like, I was pissed. She was right. Like, she...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right. Because I could have easily been, I could have been arrested. Absolutely.
Right.
I don't want to go to jail. Or worse. Right. Some cop is like, what are you doing in this fancy car? And I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, so yeah, it could have gone, it could have gone fucking sideways. So,
dude, and I mean, it sucks that we live in that, but you're immediately suspicious just being a black person driving, you know, an above average priced automobile.
Right. Well, I'm rich. And it during, sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not rich.
No, but it's true. Like you were probably driving a BMW at the time and you drive a Tesla now, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're automatically suspicious just going about your daily business.
Yeah.
That's how fucked this country is. And your wife, who is married to a black person in America, is aware of that. And yeah, good for her for putting her foot down.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I was like, all right, fine. And I got to my parents' house and my mom was like, yeah, you know you're wrong, right? I was like, I know. God damn it.
God bless that woman for trying to keep you alive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but my freedom, mom.
But well, my freedom.
Go get in your bed. I'll make you dinner.
Put tea on for you. Fine. Earl Grey hot.
No, I mean, it sucks that that shit. Yeah,
that's true. Shit,
you have to think about it.
Right. But meanwhile, white kids in the city were stopped by police and just were like, ah, be careful out there. That's all it was.
I have never had to think about that shit in my life.
Yeah, ever. I know.
Ever. I've been pulled over a lot. And I was like, oh, this again. Damn it. Right?
Leave me alone, police officer. Go fuck yourself.
Feared for my life during a traffic stop? Yeah. It's just not something I think about.
No. It's not fun. I don't get pulled over often, but yeah, it's not a fun scenario. It's just not.
Man, I mean, it's been a while, but I used to get pulled over all the time.
Yeah.
I was poor, drove buckets of shit, and I always had lights out or expired registration. You know, things get... Yeah, it was, you know, been pulled over with weed in my pocket. It was just like, oh, fuck. Will you let me go so I can go home and smoke my marijuana?
I'm trying to be a normal citizen here.
You work for me, you know.
Yeah. You get out of the car and yell at them. I've never wanted to know what a billy club tastes like that bad. So I just stay where I am.
My dad works at the newspaper, I'll have you know.
He'll write an article about you. Ow, why are you hitting me? Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, that should never happen to me. Yeah, I can't imagine even trying to open my mouth to say such things.
My father will write a scathing article about your department.
I don't know if you've seen his latest op-eds. They're quite brutal. Like, oh, okay, great. He comes before the fold, sir. Before the fold. To be a white man in America.
That probably used to carry weight, you know.
Yeah, at some point.
At the time my dad was working at a paper, it was like, paper? Who gives a fuck about a paper? But there was probably a time. Say, oh, don't mess with that guy's dad. He's the editor of the fucking Fresno Bee.
He's going to fuck you up, man.
He edits the whole thing.
He'll call you a cunt in the comics, man. Don't do it. Don't do it. Congressional leaders finally reach.
He works at the newspaper. Oh my God.
They don't even have TVs yet.
Not the newspaper.
Congressional leaders finally reach a $900 billion stimulus compromise. Yay.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
I haven't seen the details. How fucked is it?
All right. $600 stimulus checks per adult and child.
Oh, hey. There you go. That's I got two of them. That's all right.
What's the, I don't see what the minimum amount or the maximum amount you have to make.
I hope it's just below what you make.
It will be. I know. Is there no
the last one?
No. Fuck <no.
laughs> Fuck you.
Yeah, no, I know. We're suffering here. $300 per week in enhanced unemployment insurance for 11 weeks. Okay, that's pretty good. I still think there should be more. $319 billion to small businesses, $25 billion in rental assistance. Rental assistance and extension of eviction moratorium, $13 billion in increased SNAP and children nutrition benefits, $82 billion in education and $10 billion dedicated to childcare, $7 billion to increase access to broadband, Europe.
Let me tell you just what just happened in my head because I looked it up here. The $600 checks will only go out to individuals making less than $75,000. And I went, fuck. And I said, or couples making less than $150,000. And I went, yay.
Oh, man.
Yay for my wife who makes $0. You just came through in the clutch on this one.
I gotta quit my job, man. I gotta quit my job. Quit my job so I get paid.
Still, that's but $600 per adult and child. So 2,400. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad.
You're not gonna believe it. I've literally been talking to a dude who's I'm about to buy an old Ford pickup truck for $2,500, and my government's gonna pay for the whole thing.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Sounds good to me.
I need a truck. I need to haul things in a truck. I'm tired of borrowing people's trucks with fucking Trump stickers on them. I would like to just have my own truck.
That's why I'm getting a Cybertruck.
No, not a Cybertruck. An F-150 like an American.
Yeah, I'm getting a Cybertruck like a nerd. I want a Halo Warthog. I don't think that's a lot to ask.
A space truck from the future.
Yeah, that's right. Where we read the newspaper.
The newspaper is beamed directly to my eyeballs.
Billions for vaccine distribution and COVID-19 testing. Yeah, right.
That's good.
$4 billion for International Vaccine Alliance.
That's good. Like, that's something that, they were talking about that. Mayor Lightfoot was talking about that the other day. Like, do you have the resources to distribute this vaccine? And she's like, for a couple weeks, you know, it's about to be a problem.
I love how they fucked up dealing with the virus, and now they are thoroughly going to fuck up getting a vaccine out to people.
Yeah. But I mean, the good thing is it's a month. It's a month.
That's
we have a
all.
Month of shenanigans, and I mean, we'll see what happens in the next month. But I'm kind of grateful, honestly, that Trump has spent the last month and a half just focused solely on trying to overturn the election, and not the truly sinister shit we were worried about.
Right. Well, there's another story later on we'll talk about.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. Trust me. I'm prepared for fucking anything.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
But all of the really bad stuff that we were worried about, he hasn't done because he's just worried about trying to retain power.
I have to tell you, though, boy, is it super obvious that this guy is terrified of leaving office. Wow. Amazing. So we'll see how that deal really turns out, whether it will actually pass. But it seems to be a tentative agreement.
So all we got to do, and this is, I mean, it is good news, but especially if this passes, we'll be able to limp along for the next month until we have a president who actually gives a fuck about helping people.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully a Congress that does as well, or a Senate, rather, that does.
Good news on that front, though.
Yeah, a lot of people are fucking voting, like a whole lot.
Dude, Georgia's voting their asses off.
Yeah, that's right. Vote early and often, right? That's right. Well, vote as many times as Cindy Powell thinks you did.
Well, the first 3 days, they voted more than the first 3 days of voting in the general election, the presidential election.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And again, this is not necessarily going to be in our favor. It could be a bunch of pissed off Republicans going out and voting. But I think people are genuinely stoked to go try to take back the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Georgians realize the power they have. So, look, make it happen, man. Make it happen.
Yeah, because how many times do you think Georgia voters have all mounted up to go try to, you know, Georgia Democratic voters have all mounted up and then still got the shit kicked out of them? Like even as recently as the Abrams-Kemp race, that has to be really disheartening to put all that effort in to try to win and still come up empty.
Right.
They got a taste of it now. They know they can win the state. And I don't think that they're going to let their foot off the gas. I think they want to make Georgia like a permanently blue state.
Yep. I think that's right.
They want to win these two and they're coming for Kemp next.
Yep.
And God bless them. Like I when you only win by 10,000 votes, it's hard to get complacent about that. You're like, I mean, that is a just razor thin margin. And like, no, we're going to do it again.
Yep.
And they're amped. And I really hope it works out for them.
God. Yeah. You and me both. Oh, I'm going to be insufferable if they do. Oh, absolutely insufferable. Next up, the White House was all set to accuse Russia of the devastating cyber attack on the U.S. government, computer systems, but was told at the last minute to stand down. I wonder why.
I wonder why.
If only there was a way to know. If only there was a way.
It's just a mystery. I wonder if maybe they got some information that the rest of us don't have that caused them to think it was something else.
Yeah, they found out all of the all the crevices of Vladimir Putin's ball sack that Donald Trump knows. Yeah, look, this cyber hack is way worse than people realize. And it's becoming just more and more obvious how terrible it is over time. Like every day we're finding out more and more systems got hacked and what exactly happened.
It's the worst hack we've ever had. Honestly, we've never had this many systems infiltrated. And it's kind of brilliant how they did it. They came in through the SolarWinds software that it turns out the whole government uses SolarWinds.
Yeah, we use it as well.
Yeah, everyone does. And then it turns out that in order to get into the SolarWinds server on their update, you had to have their password, which was SolarWinds123, for fuck's sake.
For a year.
It was SolarWinds123.
Which is weird, because that's also my password, which is weird.
That's the combination an idiot has on his luggage.
Hey, that's my password.
How the fuck are you in control? And it wasn't just us. It was, you know, what, like 40 some odd Fortune 100 corporations use SolarWinds.
And right.
Yeah, like they got in everywhere. And we didn't even catch it. It was, who was it? Who was that company that had some fucking, I can't remember the name. But it was some other company that caught it and alerted everyone else. Like, hey, do y'all use SolarWinds? Because guess what?
Yeah, they're wilding. Well, but there's another part to this too, which is FireEye got hacked.
That's who it was. Yeah, it was FireEye.
Yeah.
FireEye was the one who alerted everyone else.
Yeah, but they also got hacked.
Right, but they're the ones who caught it, is what I'm
Yeah, well, that's their job, right? Like, we use them as well. Yay. They got hacked.
Yeah, but they responsibly let everyone else know. The U.S. government didn't even catch this.
No, they didn't. But FireEye got hacked, and they had something, what they refer to as the red tools. Those tools got stolen. So those are used to do pen testing and things like that across government networks. Look, this is really serious. And the fact that we're not saying that Russia did anything, because Donald Trump is a coward, right? Let's be very frank here. He is an absolute fucking coward. That's why he's not saying anything. Still, you're on your way out, dude.
Which is crazy. Yeah, he's done. Like, what more? It's got to be something terrible that they have on him.
That dude fucked a kid on camera, dude. Like, it's got to be bad. Like, it's got to be that bad. It's got to be.
How are you still such a fucking cuck?
That's why I wrote From Russia with Cucks.
How still? I don't understand. Is it maybe it was China? I don't know. Like, still doing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's over, dude. Your presidency is going to be over in a month, and you, if ever you had a time that you could start going, yeah, fuck those guys. They really do. And now that it's over, let me just say, yeah, Russia fucks with everything, and I'm really tired of it. But he still won't. He's still a complete supplicant to Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
It's wild.
I'm telling you, man. Whatever he has on him must be absolutely fucking nuts. It must be absolutely nuts and definitive. Like, and definitive. Yeah. Like, there's no, like, well, maybe. Nah, yo, it's like a video of him getting pooped right on his head. Like, I don't know. maybe there's just a video of it's like, you know, like two Trumps, one cup or whatever. I don't know. Him and like Ivanka eating poop or something. I don't know. That's what I'm speculating. So let's just go with that. Like, two cups, one Trump.
What else could it be? What other reason would there be?
He's either getting peed on or it's pedophilia. Like, I refuse to believe it's anything else. It can't just be money. It can't just be money. It can't. No. Like, even money, like, I'll take the risk. Nah, yo. Or maybe they said, like, you're going to do what we say, or we're going to shoot you in the head. Which, but you know, whatever.
Dude, who's more protected than the president?
Yeah, but he ain't going to be president forever.
Oh, I know, but ex-presidents still get Secret Service protection.
For a time.
No, forever.
No, not forever.
There's Secret Service rolling around with Jimmy Carter. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he pays for those. No, dude. Like, they stop. Well, no, Jimmy Carter probably does. But I'm pretty sure it ended with Clinton that they passed the thing that they have to, like, no, you get it for a couple of years and then you have to pay for your own security after a while.
Dude, you think, no, the Clintons, like, have live in Secret Service.
All right, hold on.
I looked at a thing on their home in Chappaqua. They have, like, a mother-in-law suite where Secret Service lives because, I mean, the amount of bullshit that goes around about the Clintons, they better be protected, you know?
Why do they need protection?
Some lunatic is going to take a shot at them.
No, they don't need protection. Other people need protection, really? from the Clintons.
You got...
Oh, okay, well, you got so... Old people, oh, Obama people actually... Obama actually restored lifetime Secret Service for former presidents. It had gotten revoked.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it had gotten revoked.
I'm not worried.
I think they should, by the way. I think they should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to take a shot at Jimmy Carter, but but yeah, people hate the Clintons. People hate George W. Bush. Like, these people should be protected.
Yeah.
And honestly, people are going to be fucking pissed at Trump. He's probably going to need protection, too.
I'd rescind that. I think he should rescind Obama's thing. But nah, fuck that. I don't need it. Nah, he'd be good. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, the Obamas better be protected. And yeah, I mean, it would be a good idea for Trump to be protected.
Yeah, in 1994, as a cost-saving measure, Congress acted to limit protection for future former presidents and spouses to just 10 years after they left office. And so Obama put it back in 2013. So we were both correct. Yeah, I think you should. There's not that many of them. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like there's like 40 ex-presidents that you have to protect at one time. There's like five. Like, it's fine. Was it Jimmy Carter? Right now it's what? Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George H.W. Bush, and soon to be Trump. That's five.
No, George W. Bush. H.W.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, George W. Bush. So, like, yeah, H.W. is dead.
So a lot of fucking good Secret Service did. They let George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, he died at the ripe old age of, like, 90. Yeah. He wrecked his vet. Like, it was crazy.
Deep state got him.
Yeah, finally. Yes. Fucking deep state. Go deep state. Yeah, Joe Biden basically came out and said, look, he is going to do Russian sanctions, financial sanctions Good. Over the SolarWinds hack. Yeah, that's what a president does. Frankly, I think we should use all of those technical measures that we have in the government that Obama left. And I thought, just start blowing shit up in Moscow. Fuck him. Trump probably told Putin about it anyway.
Want to know something interesting?
Yes.
So you know how we used to have a pandemic response team, and yes. they were done away with by Donald Trump, and then we got just destroyed by a pandemic? Funny story, we used to have a cybersecurity guy.
Yeah.
Part of the Joint Chiefs, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And they did away with that, because why would you need cybersecurity protections? You need computers. We have Baron. We don't need it. He knows all you need to know about the cyber.
Yeah, well, they also Trump pulled money out of like CISA and other cybersecurity to pay for the wall. And how'd that work? It fucking
well,
didn't.
I don't think.
Yeah, and how's that wall going? Was it like 5 miles of that bullshit?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. God forbid.
Trump eliminates the job. Oh, this is from 2018. Trump eliminates the job of National Cybersecurity Coordinator, which was part of the NSA and our cyber defense programs. So I would reinstate that. And I would probably get Chris Krebs, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's available.
Yeah, he ain't doing nothing. Right.
I wouldn't pick up a lot of people from the Trump administration.
But Krebs was
good. But I'd grab Krebs. I would grab him for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. No doubt. Next up. all right. And this annoys me. I titled this "Dear Bernie, Shut Up," because that's how I feel. Bernie Sanders decided that he was going to, in an interview, he was going to point out that because the Democrats transformed themselves to basically how you can read this is a party worried about identity politics instead of the working class. That's why working class white people went to Trump in 2016 and 2020. And we need to fix that. I'm not sure I've been angrier at Bernie Sanders than I am right now. The fact that Joe Biden not only won 81 million votes, the most that anyone has ever won, and not that Joe Biden handily won the working class. We are still pretending like the reason that working class white people, because that's what you're talking about, went to Donald Trump because of some policy issue. Can we stop pretending that working class white people who voted for Donald Trump didn't vote for Donald Trump because they're probably fucking racist and are xenophobes and bigots? And just because they're working class and your whole entire thing is how much you love the working class, that a lot of the people in the working class are pieces of shit
They are. And by the way, that doesn't mean that I think people who are not in the working class aren't pieces of shit. There are plenty of Jeff Bezos and people on my level and everything else that are also pieces of shit too. But there's a lot of people who suddenly found Donald Trump as an interest. It wasn't based on policy, my guy. It was based on the fact that his bigoted rhetoric fucking resonated with them. And I hate that we can't fucking talk about that.
It was horseshit. And there's data to show this, right? There are two things. One was the election of Barack Obama. There were working class white voters who just could not stand that there was a black president. People who largely, you know, a lot of like union laborers who did agree with the Democratic Party for most of their lives, suddenly found a problem with it when a black person was the head of it.
Yep.
And they were ripe for the picking when an open racist showed up and said, hey, let's be racists. And they went, oh, good. Yeah, we'll do that. And that's it. It's a lot simpler than you want to make it. It was a black president that drove the racists away and a racist that brought the racists into the Republican Party.
Yeah.
People who don't want to see that, right? And... You know how I feel about Bernie Sanders. Like I said, he will end up in history being one of the most important and influential politicians of this era.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's some things he just doesn't fucking get. And I think it has a lot to do with being from a 95% white state. And he's idealistic.
Yep.
And doesn't want to see what is plainly obvious to everyone else. I am a member of the white working class. I know how these people think. It's fucking racism. It's plain and simple, right? There are no like brilliant policy ideas that Trump came up with that the Democrats just didn't think of.
Thank you.
It was,
thank you.
We're going to build a wall and keep fucking brown people out of the country. And I'm going to throw the ones out that are already here.
That's it.
That's what they heard. That's all they needed to hear. Because they're terrified that this country is getting less white.
That's right.
Stats like, I mean, as of, what is it, 6-7 years ago, most of the babies being born in this country aren't white. Right.
Thank God.
We're going to become majority minority, which is not that there will be one dominant race other than white, but white will not be the most people will not be white. And that's going to happen within our lifetimes. Right. And some people are like, cool. And some people are fucking terrified about that.
Yep.
Right. Right. That just bothers the shit out of them because, you know, what if they treat us the way we treated them? But
that's my dream. That's really my dream.
Yeah, absolutely. but it's yeah, and that's the clear dividing line, right? Between the white people who left the Democratic Party to go become Republicans, even though like what is in it for a working class Republican? Right? You're not helped by Republican policy at all, like in any way. There are no Republican policies that help me, and I'm the same as these fucking people.
Yep.
I'm a blue collar worker, you know, living in a rural area, and I'm white, and nothing that Republicans done has helped me. Except I can name one instance in the last like fucking 20 years where a Republican helped me in some way, and it was Marco Rubio.
Yep.
Because he held out on that tax bullshit. I was like, hey, what if we didn't do a 20% corporate tax rate and instead did 21 and let people, and then we double the child tax credit and just actually like helped humans. It's the one good thing Marco Rubio ever did, and actually was probably a smart thing. If you're trying to like think about the party appealing to people, which is something that he does think of, although executes poorly. but they doubled the tax credit for if you have kids from 1,000 to 2,000. And that's it. That's it. Since I've been an adult, I can't think of a single other thing that any Republican has done that was beneficial to me personally. Can you?
No. To the regular working class? No. No.
Other than that one thing.
They are not a party. They are not a party that's not their goal anymore. Their goal is to do nothing, wait for Democrats to come up with an idea, because the Democrats are actually policy oriented and Republicans do whatever they believe. I believe the opposite. And those are the marching orders from the party. That's it.
Well, the actual things that they do is just shit that helps corporations.
Yeah.
But then everything else is all rhetorical. It's identity politics, interestingly enough.
Yeah. That's the thing that pisses me off. Bernie, you fucking asshole. The Republican Party is all identity politics. It is all, I am a white Christian, like all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing they have that's not identity politics. Oh, they're pulling in these working class people because they're speaking to them. By saying what? By saying what? Can we please just be honest and admit that there are a lot of working class people who don't know shit, right? Not even working class, just Americans who don't know shit and will just go along with bullshit rhetoric. It's the same thing. It's the same thing I was just talking about in the fan group this week, where these people are screaming at AOC and the rest of the squad, like, you guys just need to work harder and fight harder for more money. Bitch, we don't have the fucking Senate. What do you want us to do? Right? But every fucking time they go, well, if the Democrats would just work harder and da 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 da. If you don't have the Senate, you can't get shit done. It doesn't matter how hard you scream. It doesn't matter. But the problem is nobody wants to say what the fuck the honesty is. There are plenty of people on the left who don't know what the fuck they're talking about either. Yeah, there are plenty of people on the right who don't know jack shit about politics. Nothing. And I'm talking about regular citizens. I'm not talking about politicians. Although the right has plenty of those too. Right? Louis Gohmert, for instance. They have plenty of people. You can look at them on Facebook and everything else who have no clue how fucking politics works. They don't have a clue. But we pretend like people on the left somehow are immune to that. They're not. Just because you're a liberally minded person doesn't mean you know shit about how the government works. They don't know. So the same thing of like, well, they're working class people, so they must be innocent and they just got confused on policy. No, some of these motherfuckers are racist, xenophobes, idiots, all that general shit that you assign to people who you just disagree with. You know, I know Bernie can't say that because that fucks up his whole idea that we could just bring everybody together if we have a really good work plan. No, some people don't fuck with you because they don't fuck with you. That's it. That's it. Like, there's no amount of giving away the fucking store you can do to convince a white racist who supports all right-wing craziness and, like, wants to carry an M16 to fucking Walmart. There's nothing you can tell that person. There's no logic around that to get them on your side. There isn't. There isn't. This idea, I hate work people at jobs do this shit and people in politics do the same thing, and it makes me fucking sick. Stop acting like everyone is reachable. They're not. They're not. There are some people who are unreachable. They just are. And you have to understand that they're not fucking reachable. So you go for the people who you can reach. Stacey Abrams and Bernie Sanders are not in the same fucking sphere. You know why? Because Stacey Abrams, you know why they won Georgia? Because she's reaching people who are reachable. She's going after people who are reachable. Bernie Sanders is trying to reach people who are unreachable. And going, oh, it didn't work out? Weird. I don't know. I guess I'll keep trying that. They're fucking unreachable, Bernie. They're unreachable. I'm pretty much at like 70% like thought process that Bernie Sanders would have actually lost if he had won the primary. He would have, because he would have still been trying to get these people who do not, who are unreachable to him, trying to pull them over to the Democratic side. You will lose. Amp up the people who you can get to. These motherfuckers still talk, oh, well, the Democrats drove them. They drove, what, really? What did they drive them to do? What did they drive them to do? Here's a comment. I swear to God, this is seen as a legitimate, reasonable fucking mindset from liberally minded people about this article. right? This is on Reddit. This guy says, or I don't know if it's a guy or girl. My interpretation is that Democrats shifted their emphasis from class to identity, and identity meant race, sexual orientation, gender identity, etc. All super important, but if you are working class and white, you weren't hearing about yourself during the 2016 election. Trump targeted those people, especially with the gestures to manufacturing and coal. So what you're saying is because white people weren't the exclusive focus for the 2016 and 2020 election, that somehow that is a bad thing. That's what you're fucking saying. That's what you're saying. You're like, you listen to yourselves. You listen to yourselves. This is what the fuck you're talking about? That black people, Latin folks, Asian folks, LGBT folks who've been treated like garbage in this fucking country since forever. Since forever. God forbid we focus on them and try to fix those fundamental American issues, because we have to make sure that white working class people are the only fucking focus, because they might get us sad and vote for a bigot. Spoiler alert, they were already bigots. Okay? Fuck those people. If you're a white person and you heard that and you go, well, yeah, that's why I voted for Trump, you're a fucking piece of shit. You are a piece of shit before it was ever said. You are a piece of shit before the Democratic Party decided to reach out to minorities. But see, that's the okey-doke, right? Democrats are pieces of shit if they don't focus on minority issues, and they're fucking pieces of shit if they do. It's a double fucking standard. Oh, why haven't you looked at minority issues, Democrats? Okay, cool. We're going to hard focus and really try to help those people. You know, hey, why aren't you dealing with white people? Wait, what about white people? Why are you even talking to other white people? Why aren't you even talking about them, right? Because it has to be exclusively about white people. Notice that when the news talks about the working class, they're not talking about minorities, dude. They're talking about white working class. They don't even talk. It's white working class, or it's working class, which is code word for white working class. Educated, you know, educated, which is white educated. Right? Or less educated whites. Then it's black people as a fucking block. Right? Black people are never separated out. Latin people are never separated out. That's how I know that that's exact. This person's right. Right? That's it. They're interpreting the article correctly. And it's fucked up in a mindset. And this is why Bernie lost. You know, people got mad at, I forget that woman, that new black, woman in the House, because she like befriended James Clyburn, and you know, she's a Black Lives Matter person, and she got all the support from the left, and they fucking turned on her this week because she was
Cori Bush.
I think so. And they turned on her this week, fucking Rose Twitter turned on her because she was, you know, nice to James Clyburn, and you know, James Clyburn fucked them because, you know, he supported Joe Biden. Well, guess what? You want to know why black people don't fuck with you, Bernie and Rose Twitter? This is why. Because Your mindset is that giving a fuck about identity politics and giving a fuck about people of color and gender issues and sexual orientation, those fights, those are somehow less important. They're not as important. Like the person's argument isn't even, well, they should have put them at the same point, and you know, they're addressing both things because that's actual reality. No, that they weren't paying enough attention to white people. And that's why they left. No, they left because they were racist. And they had a black guy who was president of that party before, and they were like, fuck that. And then they got Kamala Harris who's up there. Fuck that. They got Elizabeth Warren, a woman. Fuck that. They got all these other people who are not real white guys. Fuck that. They got trans people in the party. Fuck that. I'll go to Trump. He's a dumb white man. I can understand it. He's a mediocre white man. I can understand it. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Fuck that article and fuck him for even having that viewpoint. It's a shitty viewpoint. And fuck everybody who identifies with it. I'm sick of that shit. Like, you don't have to make a choice between working, quote, working class people, white working class people, and minority issues. You can deal with both. And somehow one is somehow unacceptable to deal with. Because God forbid we lose all the white people in this country. If your views are like that, good. Go to the other party. You're a piece of garbage anyway. Fuck you. That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah. No, it drives me nuts.
Oh, sorry. One last thing. We're past the hour mark. Bolsonaro should be dead. I hope he dies. Sorry. I forgot to go back to that.
it's another one of those things where they just, where identity politics is something that non-white people do or not straight people do.
That's exactly right.
Or, you know, or women do that men don't, right? Like everything that Trump hasn't been doing hasn't been identity politics. That's all he's doing. And not even just explicitly the racist shit. Real American is an identity.
Yeah.
Every one of his fucking things, you know, it is that they think they are. It's an identity, right? Conservative is an identity.
Right.
Right. White, straight male is an identity. That's all identity politics when you appeal to that. And it somehow has been construed as, oh, well, if you focus on black issues, well, that's identity politics.
Yeah. It's only identity if it's not white.
Right.
White and male and straight.
Sure. Yeah. Because we're default. Mm-hmm. But it's an identity. Straight white male is my identity. Right.
It's the worst one, but it is an identity.
But I am saying, as a straight white male, I am not the demographic to focus on because we are dwindling in this country.
Yes.
You want...
Sorry, go ahead.
You want to find the thing that's rising. Like, this is basic marketing shit, right? You would rather have... If you're trying to sell products, right, you would rather, like, what's the hot demo? 18 to 35.
Yep.
Selling products to 65-year-olds, I mean, you're going to hook them into your brand, right? Like, that's not a good long-term strategy. And so if you are part of the, the party that's appealing to the 18 to 35-year-olds, you have a future. The Trump strategy is not a long-term strategy.
Right.
And I get, and now, all if you'd have gotten completely blown out this election, you would have seen Republicans turn on him in a second. The real problem that we're going to have to deal with for a while is that he got 74 million people to vote for him.
Yep.
However, we got 81 million people to vote for. So I would rather be in our position because we have the growing demographics. We have the future, you know?
Yeah.
And those are not the chips you want. That's not the people you want to put, you want to bet everything on. But that's where people are going. And I think, what Bernie's talking about is a big look backwards. You have to let these people go. It's exactly like you said with Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams got closer than any Democrat has to winning the gubernatorial election. In how long has it been since the Democrats been in charge there?
Dude, it's been
because
a
all
minute.
They've done was running like mediocre, you know, half Republican, you know, centrist white candidates. And she came in going, no, I'm going to appeal to the growing demographics, to the future of Georgia. Like, if you do nothing in Georgia and just let it play out for a couple of generations, you got a blue state.
Yep.
She's proactively trying to make it one now and did so.
I'm furious. But it's just, like, I'm telling you, I'm so
just,
furious.
There's just demographic inevitability in Georgia.
Yep.
And you're 100% correct that she got on top of it. And I don't. Bernie is stuck in this mindset that like, no, I can bring them back with just a sick ass idea. And it's not, they're so locked into their identity, into their identity politics.
And that's the problem is he like, doesn't understand that he, as a, even as a white male, you play identity politics, dude. You do. Sure. Every motherfucker on Rose Twitter, that is identity politics. It is.
Yeah.
I'm not
an identity.
Yeah. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even a progressive. I'm whatever the fucking next thing is. Or I'm not a liberal. I'm a progressive or whatever the fuck. It's identity politics. All of it is.
I'm a leftist. And by the way, I
eat shit.
As I've mentioned, I travel in leftist circles. It's not even just that because then you'll end up with a, you know.
Yeah. It's even more divided.
Oh, man. Is it ever? If there was a leftist takeover of the United States, they would immediately start fighting each other over which kind of leftism to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, I'm a Trotskyist. Well, fuck you. I'm a
well, and it's funny. It's like,
I'm a Marxist-Leninist. God damn it. All right. It's never going to end, is it?
No. Well, it's like, it was like that SNL, or not SNL, South Park bit that they did where it was... Mm-hmm. In the future, like, there was no religion. It was only science. And there were all these, like, divisions of science. Like, no, we believe this.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it's the same thing. Nothing ever changes.
The United Atheist League.
Yeah, yeah, they were all atheists. That's right, yeah, I just, like, that.
We're the Allied Atheist Alliance.
Yeah, well, fuck those guys. but it's just, like, to me, it's insulting. And that's what I think makes me the angriest. Like, it's really fucking insulting. It's what lost me as a Bernie supporter. Like, it did. Besides, like, yeah. You can't get any of the shit you're saying you could get done. But this is what makes me so mad. And I wish I could have real conversations with people on the left that they could understand this. But they're all so, like... Not all of them, right? Because there's plenty of reasonable people on the far left. But, like, what drives me nuts is in the same breath that they'll talk about how Joe Biden is so wrong and so naive and stupid. And when he says, oh, well, the Republican Party will come back to some degree when Trump is gone and they'll become more reasonable. They're like, this mush brain idiot. And it's like, yeah, he's actually not wrong to an extent, right? He's not completely right either, right? He is being a bit naive. But at the same time, you somehow believe that you can pull back white working class people from the right.
You're right.
What kind of mush brain idiot believes that?
Yeah, all you got to do is just offer them Medicare for all and they'll stop being racist.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You really think the guy with a Trump 2020 flag, you know, dressed in his sunny surplus tactical nonsense, you think that guy's coming back? Huh? You think the guy who thinks that Hillary Clinton eats babies is coming back? Is this what you believe?
Shut up. I've seen it on the left and on the right. There's this...
You all disgust me. All of you.
No, there's this... you know, like on the right, they're just outright denying reality. But then on the left, they're not wanting to give credit because... There's only one person who managed to navigate the 38 candidate Democratic field this year, come out of it with the W, and then go on to deliver a complete ass kicking of Donald Trump, the unbeatable man nobody thought they could take down.
Right.
And it was Joe Biden. He had a theory of the case and it proved correct. And no one wants to give him credit for it, but he was right. And I had a different theory. Turns out I was wrong.
Right. You know why you can say that? Because you're an adult. You're an adult. Right. Like, I have yet to see. And look, I was the same. Right. I was wrong. I did not think that he was going to be the right choice to beat him. Right. But I can thoroughly say I was wrong, right? And like, I'm okay with that. Doesn't bother me at all. That being
there are things that Joe Biden did that you know, our chosen candidate, Elizabeth Warren, would not have been able to do. And Bernie Sanders would not have been able to do.
Right.
You wouldn't have seen all of these like Republican voters for Biden, right? You wouldn't have seen you're not getting, you know, Colin Powell and John Kasich coming out to support
Bernie.
Elizabeth Warren. It's just not happening. Or Bernie Sanders. It's not happening.
I could see her pulling more people from Republican, like big names like that. I could see that. I don't see that happening for Bernie. No way, dude. No way. Just because he's considered a socialist. Right,
he calls himself one.
Right, but I mean, he's not a real socialist. Yeah. He's a democratic socialist. But
But there's no way Colin Powell is like, yeah, no, this guy is the guy. Like, no fucking way he would have. And would that have hurt him? I don't know. But the larger point here is we were wrong, and I saw a shit ton of people saying Joe Biden is not going to win shit. He's going to get fucking beaten. Democrats are wrong. They're fucking idiots for putting him up. I've not seen one of these motherfuckers say, you know what, I was wrong. Not a single one.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
And Joe,
just post it. Post it on fucking Twitter. Proud socialist or the rest of you idiot cucks on that far end. Say it. That you were fucking wrong. Just say you were wrong. Just say you were wrong one time. I dare you to tweet it. I dare you to.
Right. Look at what the reality is, right? Joe Biden got the largest vote share for a challenger to a sitting president since FDR.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the facts are, right? It was, and I think expectations got put really high by some inaccurate polling, right? People wanted to see that 10-point ass kicking or whatever. You know, I wanted to see it too, honestly.
Yep.
But when push comes to shove, he won by 7 million fucking votes. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a few. Yeah.
It's a couple.
Yeah, it turns out.
You know? He beat his ass. He beat the shit out of a sitting president, which does not happen. It doesn't. It hasn't happened since 1992. And that was a very special circumstance.
Yeah.
But yeah, he won. He got a majority of the vote, a clear majority of the vote, nearly 52%, which also doesn't happen. We don't have people winning majorities sometimes anymore. The sitting president didn't win a majority. Sure as fuck didn't.
Nope. Lost it twice.
Yeah. Like, Joe Biden was right.
Yeah.
He earned it. He won this thing. You know?
Yeah. And again, I'm not
overly thrilled about it. You know, I would have preferred certainly a more left candidate, but.
Yeah, of course.
He did it. And I don't need Bernie himself or Bernie supporters going, well, you know, it would have happened. Well, it didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you lost.
You win the whole fucking country if you can't win a Democratic primary.
Yep. It's as simple as that.
Well, I mean, though, but
they all got to, the Democrats all got together and voted against our guy. Yeah, what do you think would happen in a fucking general election, you fucking retard? Like, what do you think? Sorry, I shouldn't have said retard. But, that's what happens.
You think the Republicans aren't going to pull some shit against you?
Yeah.
They threw everything they had.
And they still lost by 7 million votes.
Yeah, and they still lost. But yeah, you think they're going to play fair? Shit. You would have had absolute Red Scare insanity, which we kind of did, even with Joe Biden. And the thing is, most reasonable people were able to shake that off because they're like, really, Joe Biden?
You're gonna try socialist?
Joe Biden is a fucking hardcore commie? All right.
That seems really weird.
And it worked because... Because what Joe Biden is, more than anything else, is a normal dude.
Yeah, he's just a filthy, disgusting centrist.
Yeah, but people just want normalcy.
Yep.
Nobody wants to take a risk right now.
Yeah. And putting a Democratic socialist as president is a pretty huge risk.
Yeah. And I would have liked... Policy-wise, I would have been happier with Bernie as president than Joe Biden. Yeah. I absolutely would have. But people weren't wanting to take a risk. People wanted... Joe Biden represents safety and normalcy. Because he is. He's a normal dude. He's a normal Democrat. He's not anything far out there.
Yep.
Right? And you're going to get some of the shit you want. As opposed to Trump, where you get none of it.
Just a bunch of garbage. Just a bunch of garbage.
But I think the future of politics, unfortunately for the things I care about, is that, right? Is normalcy and stability and just like not being a lunatic, right? Because the Republican Party is not going to suddenly go, we should back down. We should tone it down a little bit. They're going to get more nuts. Because that's what they've figured out is a winning strategy over there. You're going to have complete fucking nutters for a while. And so all you need on the Democratic side is just
normal, stable politicians. And it's a winning strategy.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, but you got to let go of the idea that you can get these people back. You can't. You just have to beat them. You just have to get more numbers than they have. But you're not going to bring them back into the fold with like a fire ass healthcare policy.
Yeah, if only we had a lit policy, then shit would be on.
I mean, I'm a giant racist, but I kind of want Medicare for all, so. No, that voter doesn't exist.
Yeah, sorry. I just, you know, like in that regard, white politicians disgust me. Like, stop trying to pretend like all of a sudden white bigots are going to just come rushing back. Shut the fuck up. Like, knock it off. Just knock it off. Like, the shit's annoying to me. And Bernie should fucking know better. He should know better. But, you know, whatever. People are stupider and shit. You know what? I think I'm done. Like, I think I'm just done. Like, that shit just really made me mad. Jared Kushner should fucking swing. I'll just say the story real quick. Jared Kushner oversaw the creating of a shell company so they could basically steal money and pay the Trump family. They paid Laura Trump, Eric Trump, Mike Pence's nephew, John Pence, and a bunch of other people up to $617 million by creating this this shell corporation. So they could basically take half of the money raised during Trump's reelection, which is crazy. Which is crazy. Like, remember they raised $1 billion. These motherfuckers pocketed half of that shit. It's amazing. But again, Republicans still keep giving money to these people.
They've raised $250 million since the election. And all of that's going to Trump's Save America PAC, which he's allowed to pocket money from.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
It's all a fucking grift, right? And I'm amazed that people are so dug in to their identity politics that they don't see it. They don't see it. And they're still giving. They're still just forking over money for Trump to put into his dirty, greedy pockets.
Yeah.
It's wild to me that, like, you can't – like, you're – what's the whole it's easier to fool someone than to convince someone they've been fooled. Like, you can't tell these people that look, watch what's happening. You've got him raising money for Georgia and nobody's getting it in Georgia. Like, how are you so easy to scam?
I hope that the same outcome happens, that the grift basically fucked their money up so bad that it ends up screwing them over. Like, because that's basically what happened in this election. They didn't have any money and they were fucked up, and it was a wrap for them.
And that's happening in Georgia right now.
Good.
Because these are not Republican voters. They're Trump voters. And people are not giving their money to Perdue and Loeffler. They're giving it to Trump, and he's not giving it to them.
I love it.
So yeah, so they, and meanwhile, on the Democratic side, we just open up a fucking fire hose of money in for Warnock and Ossoff.
Yep.
So, because everybody really, really, really wants to see them win.
Yep, absolutely.
And you can't convince Republicans that electoral politics are even a thing that works for them anymore. So, it's like you and Brad said, it's not going to work. It's not, you can't just say elections are all bullshit. This whole thing is rigged. Oh, by the way, you got to come vote for us.
Yep.
Look, how is that a strategy?
Yeah. Look, I love it. By all means. By all means. Do your worst. You big dumb fucking morons. Go ahead.
To bring it back around, it's kind of what happened with Bernie voters.
Yeah.
you spent all this time since 2016 convincing them that they got fucked by the party, and then when 2020 came around, he got fewer votes.
Yeah, they didn't vote. Good. Good, right. You fucking idiots. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You spent all your time convincing them the whole thing was...
It's all rigged, man.
No point. It's all rigged. And then they didn't show up.
Yeah, why should I even show up, bro? It's rigged. Yeah, why should you? That's fine. Move on. By the way, I was thinking about this, and this will be my last bit of a... Try not to rant, but it'll just be my last point. If you're one of these people who decided not to vote because you felt like it was rigged, as far as like rigged in the primary, or you decided like, I'm not going to vote in the general because, like as a liberal minded person, like, oh, I just don't agree with Joe Biden. So I'm just not going to vote. Let me just inform you of something. You have that luxury because of the people that you look down on who are pragmatic. They save your ass every time. You have that luxury because we give it to you. If we voted like you did, or rather didn't vote when we weren't getting 100% of what we wanted, you wouldn't have anything. You have something to complain about because we've built something. Try doing something instead of complaining about something all the time. Instead of being a bomb thrower on the sidelines, do something. Vote, get involved, and do something. Stop picking someone who you know in your heart of hearts can't win so that you can constantly be disappointed, so you can continue to throw bombs and do actually nothing. You have the luxury of not giving a shit and being lackadaisical in your votes because of people like us who actually give a fuck to vote. For people who can win. You're welcome. That's true. It's true. If it wasn't for Bernie or Biden voters and people who voted for practical candidates who can win, you wouldn't, like, if everyone crossed their arms, like, can you imagine if black people crossed their arms and didn't vote because the candidate of their choice wasn't fucking perfect? Guess what? Democrats would never win. The right would always win in this country. They would always win. They would always win. So, yeah, I'm not – I'm so past being even remotely nice to that side. I'm just so past it, man. I'm so past it. I'm so past it. Like, it just feels like a bunch of fucking spoiled brats to me. Like, it just does. It just does. It does. Look, you can label me an asshole, a subversive person if you're a Scientologist, whatever. I don't get it anymore. Like, I am
a liberal shill.
That's right. Nobody shills like me. Like, I am a very liberal-minded person. I am a very left-minded person when it comes to politics. But what I don't like is just giving the fuck up and doing nothing. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Like, what the fuck are you doing? But again, that article about Bernie really pissed me off. Like, it just pissed me off. It did. Oh, well, you know, they're changing the party's ideas. Like, yeah, so should we just go back to only worrying about white working class? Okay, great, Bernie. I'm glad that doesn't affect you at all. Yeah, social security that you think is so important and so great, and what a great thing for America. Yeah, it didn't involve getting black people social security when it started. So should we go back to those times? Oh, yeah, because, you know, we don't want to deal with, identity politics, right? Fuck out of here. All right, that's it for us. I'm fucking pissed.
Well, yeah, sorry to me to get you all mad.
No.
Send you to bed angry.
No, that's fine. I picked the story.
That's true. It's your own fault.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So many things. So many things. The list is a little too long.
No, it's fine. We'll have plenty more of these discussions to have in the future. But thank God 81 million of you
smart people,
red-blooded Americans, realized that shit was going so poorly.
Yeah.
And decided to do something about it.
That's right.
And nobody likes to think long term. Everybody wants what they want right now. But historically, when Democrats lose, they move further right to try to pick up people they lost.
Yep.
It's just, it is what it is. But I don't see Biden running again in 4 years.
Nope.
And the candidate who runs after him will be further left.
Yes.
It just will be. So we'll get there eventually.
Yep.
Sucks. Incrementalism sucks. I'm not going to tell you it's great and awesome and the way I would prefer to do things. I would prefer to flick a switch and have everything I want right now.
Yeah, that's not how life works.
Right. I know. Give me the ability to make everything I want happen right now, and you'd have a whole different America. But we have what we have.
Yeah.
We have a chance to maybe if we pull off a miracle, have a 50-50 Senate. You know how much that blows?
That's the best we can get.
Our best case scenario is we can be as progressive as fucking Joe Manchin. Like, that sucks. I'm not going to tell you it doesn't suck.
It absolutely does.
But it's what we got, so.
It's the best you can do.
Fucking, yeah, I don't know. Vote better next time, North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
It's shitty, but it's what we got.
Yeah, it is what you got. And it's the best you can do at this moment.
All right, that's it for us. We will talk to you guys next week. I'll be in a better mood.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe.
Go enjoy.
Oh, actually, no. We are off next week. What am I talking about? We're off. We're taking.
Are we?
Yes, we're taking a week off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure no news will happen.
So yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, we should be fine.
If anybody major dies, we'll come back. Like Bolsonaro.
Well, Biden got the COVID vaccine, so we're good there.
Yes.
I've been so worried about him.
Yeah, like, please, for the love of God.
Stop going out and talking to people.
Yeah. You go out after you... What is it? You got to get the first shot, and then it's like 2 weeks later you get the second?
Oh, shit. He's going to get another one. Damn it.
Yeah, you're not out of the woods yet.
Dude, one of his aides got it. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. What? No, this can't happen.
Yeah.
You have to live until the 20th. And then literally you can die that day if you want.
Yeah, 12:05.
You can take the oath and then keel over on the podium. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you have to make it to at least then.
That's all we ask. Just hold out. Just hold out.
In fact, in a lot of ways, that would be preferable, honestly.
I mean, it certainly would be something. I would be like, okay. Welcome, Madam President.
Hey, look at that. He beat Harrison's record. All right.
All right.
I don't want that to happen. I don't. He's got to make it past 2 years. Then we can have 10 years of Kamala.
That's right. That would be lovely. I would love that. Like, God, that would piss them off so much. Good.
That would be awesome.
Yep. Absolutely.
Alrighty.
All right, man.
Well, have a great Christmas or whatever the hell you celebrate, and we'll see you. See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, go yell at a Starbucks barista like a regular Christian.
This cup doesn't have a graphic depiction of Mary giving birth on it, and therefore is an insult to my religion.
They only love minorities from Muslim countries. Like, all right, relax. What's that one guy? Was that like the guy who looks like he's from Flavortown too? That crazy preacher? He's like all in.
Oh, Josh Firestein.
Yeah, I want to punch that guy right in the dick. Like, seriously. Yeah. I want to fight him.
Fat Fred Durst.
Fred Durst. He's awful.
He is. He looks.
He's awful.
He looks like Fred Durst. Like it looks like Fred Durst went to Flavortown. Honestly, that's what he.
Yeah. He got trapped in Flavortown. Sad.
Starbucks cup, it doesn't have Jesus on it, so that's an insult to me.
I want to punch that guy in the mouth so bad.
How dare you acknowledge that other religions exist?
Yeah. Ugh. Fucking hate it. All right, that's it, guys. We will see you guys next time. I hate all of you. Not you guys. Other people. People in general. Later.